Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on today. We're so grateful that you have come to be with us on today. Amen. On this holiday, Memorial Day. Glory to God. We're so grateful that you yet taking the time out to be with us on today. Amen. Realizing that a lot of people are out with their families. They're out traveling, perhaps back home, or yet still with their families. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, we're actually doing something a little different. We're actually airing a pre-recorded broadcast on tonight. So God bless you. We want you to listen. We want you to be blessed just the same. Amen. And come to get something from the Lord. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. And we'll be back, amen, during the time to take the prayer request. God bless you now.
Amen. With God, and nothing changes. Amen. And I guarantee you, every time you call or come in contact with the name of Jesus, something happens. Amen. Something happens when you call on the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you call on the name of Jesus, amen, everything gets stand still. Amen. Because there's power in his name. There's deliverance in his name. There's healing in his name. There is peace. Amen. There is joy. Amen. There is order in his name. Glory to God. Whatever we need, it's in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's get ready, praise God, amen, to petition the Lord tonight.
Thank you.
tonight. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus. Have your way in the jailhouse. Have your way in the courthouse. Have your way in the White House. Have your way in my house. Have your way in their house. Have your way in the hospital. Have your way, God. Have your way, God, in our nation. Have your way, God. Hallelujah. Have your way in the church house. Have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you tonight. Oh, God, there is nothing too hard for you to do. There is nothing. Glory to God, not a situation, not a problem, oh God, because you specialize in things that seem so impossible. Oh God, Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, we love you tonight. Remember, praise God, all over the world, you got the whole world in your hands. Lord, and we praise your name. All of our listeners tonight, God, touch them in a special way. Meet their needs right now. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Wipe away the tears. Lift up the bow down head. Strengthen the bodies tonight. Save the unsaved. Uplift them tonight. Glory to God. To let them know they can make it. Oh, God, I got a feeling tonight. Get them out, she got. Get them out, because I get them. Every elbow shot. Everything's going to be all right. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, work a miracle tonight. In the name of Jesus. Remember the visionary tonight, God. Strengthen the body. Strengthen the God. Bless her going out and her coming in. Glory to God. Holy Ghost. Have your way, God. And that when a burning fire. Fire. Oh, God, send your fire. Oh, God, send your Holy Ghost upon this line tonight. Oh, God, let the electricity flow. In the name of Jesus, from the north, from the south, to the east, to the west. Glory to God. Oh, God, we call it upon your name. Send your Holy Ghost tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, we speak, oh, God, to the mentality. Oh, God, of the minds of the people today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against tonight, God, oh God, the enemy tonight, oh God, our adversary, just walking to and fro, seeking who he may deny. Oh, hallelujah, we ask the blood of Jesus, arrest it, right now in the name of Jesus, arrest that shooter, arrest the child, arrest that man, that woman, that's about to do evil, arrest it right now, go speak to their hearts in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, whether they're on the street corners, whether they're about to rob a bank, whether they're about to shoot someone, Holy Ghost, arrest them right now in the name of Jesus. Bind the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Shut the mouth of the lion. Shut up in the name of Jesus. Fill his mouth. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, there is power in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you tonight, we praise your name, glory to God, for your supernatural healing, oh God, we thank you tonight, hallelujah, have your way, God, have your way, in the mighty name of Jesus, and Lord, we ask you tonight, forgive us of our sins, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. Oh, God, hallelujah. Make the crooked way straight. In the name of Jesus, heal the infirmity tonight. Oh, God, have your way tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, will forever give you praise, honor, and the glory. In the mighty, 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 mighty name. Oh, my. Oh, God, a mighty name, a powerful name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you right now for the victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What a mighty God we serve tonight. Go, God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We praise the Lord tonight for his goodness, his kindness, his mercy. Amen. We don't take it for granted. Glory to God. Amen. For many blessings that the Lord, amen, has bestowed upon us and yet doing. Praise God for us opening doors. Amen. That we could not see. Amen. And shutting those. Amen. That's not yet to be. Glory to God. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. And with you, yes, you. Glory to God. Amen. You in the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And if this is your first time, amen, visiting us, God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We promise you. Promise you, praise God, we'll make it, praise God, worth your while. Hallelujah. Amen. That you want to just continue to keep coming back. Amen. And that you share. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. About the broadcast, amen, with others, amen, to let them know something good, amen, is going on the PNN, Brand News Network, amen, that's where I got my thrill, amen, on the PNN here, glory to God, amen, and I have not left it yet, amen, I love it, amen, glory to God, so we thank the Lord for you tonight, amen, and just in case, amen, in case, praise God, amen, we'd like to announce again that you could go on, amen, the PNN, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Facebook page. Amen. To listen to the broadcast also. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Also, our international. Amen. Listeners, God bless you. Amen. And before the broadcast is over, we will give you some numbers. Praise God. Amen. So where you can get a copy of the broadcast tonight. Amen. Last night. Amen. The other nights, praise God, you were probably able not to get in. Praise God, you still. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, can ask about, amen, those copy of the service, amen. I want to say praise God to all of our leaders, amen, our listeners on tonight, praise God, amen, and also amen to our Bishop, praise God, Bishop Ruben Graham, praise God, amen, and also praise God, amen, to the forerunners that have gone on, praise God, amen, that have labored, amen, in the vineyard, praise God, amen, and we just want to praise God, amen, breakfast. Honor, praise God, and give honor to where honor is due. Hallelujah. That's none other than the late amen, Apostle N.C. James, amen, Senior, Apostle Samuel Cunningham, Bishop K.A. Tanay, praise God, and Pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Praise God, amen. I want to say praise the Lord to them. Praise God, and continue to lift them up in prayer. Amen. Family, praise God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Again, to all of my advisors, God bless you on tonight. Amen. To everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. That has tuned in to be with us tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. And thank you for joining us. Amen. On tonight. Amen. We are just blessed. Amen. Blessed. Amen. Blessed. Amen. Glory to God. All you have to do is just look around and see that you are blessed. Amen. If you got food in your cupboard, you are blessed. If you got shoes on your feet, you are blessed. Amen. If you got the activities of your limbs, you are blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Eyes to see, you are blessed. Ears to hear, you are blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You are blessed tonight. Amen. And we want to encourage you. Amen. Continue to keep on looking up to the healing for which comes your health. All of your health comes from the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we're not going to hold you any longer, but again, I want to say we praise the Lord for you tonight. Praise God. Amen. And also praise God. Amen. To, amen. To, amen. Also, amen. To evangelist. Amen. They got a faith. Praise God. Amen. That is home, amen, recovery, amen, our prayers are with you, praise God, amen, for speedy recovery, amen, hallelujah, and our healing process, tonight, great God, amen, you're in our prayers, amen. So glory to God, amen. Amen, the Lord, somebody said there is a word, amen, in the house.
The recording tonight has started.
Amen, so we praise God tonight for the message and the messenger tonight, praise God, amen, and one of our advisors, hallelujah, amen, I just call him my amen, I am adopted him, praise God, amen, a humble man of God, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, amen. It's always the same. Amen. Glory to God. It looks like we just know each other. We've all really met. Amen. Physically. Amen. But our spirit, amen. Spiritually, amen. We have met. Amen. But not, amen. Physically. Praise God. Unnaturally. Amen. But I love your spirit. Praise God. And I just, amen. Just, amen. Amen. Just ask the Lord to enlarge his territory. Praise God. Amen. He's a young man that will preach, can minister. Amen. Or whatever he can find to do for the Lord, he is willing and able to do tonight. Praise God. Amen. I want you to pray for him as he gets ready to come forth in his own way. Praise God. Amen. As none other than Minister Emmanuel Holmes. God bless you tonight, Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. To our, amen, co-host, evangelist, amen, Diane Bond. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God, amen, for, amen, the greeting. And amen, to a very touching, amen, to the heart, amen. And amen, you heard it for yourself. She has adopted me. Amen. It's officially out. I have been adopted by evangelist Bond. Amen. Thank God for the love of Jesus. Amen. The love of Christ. Amen. This is what God would do for you. Amen. We give honor to each and every one of you in your respective places. Amen. To our, amen, visionary founder, amen, of this great, amen, Prayer News Network. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this network, because truly it has been a blessing, and truly it's just that, a Holy Ghost network for the kingdom of God. And we have been blessed, and we are yet continuously being blessed by it. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the Prayer News Network family, to each and every one of you that, amen, are a part, amen, of this family. We thank God for you. Amen. God does all things well. Amen. Give honor, amen, to, amen, my leader, amen, my, amen, Northern District, amen, Bishop, amen, Richard Jackson. Amen. To my Southern District Bishop, Bishop Lewis Marshall. Amen. To his companion, Mother Marshall. Amen. To my covering, amen, Pastor Mark Holmes, Lady Kalisa Holmes. Amen. Thank God for the men and women of God, amen, that are yet taking a stand and yet crying holiness unto the Lord. Amen. We praise God. We love the Lord tonight. Amen. We just bless God for all things. And amen. We're going to do what thus says the Lord and get on out your way. Thank God for another opportunity. Amen. Just to come into your hearing. Amen. Whether it's in your home, on your workplace. Amen. In your car. Wherever you may be tuned in at this moment. We thank God for another opportunity. Amen. For us to come together in the name of the Lord. Amen. We praise God for all of our listeners. Amen. And our local and, amen, international listeners. Amen. For all our radio listeners. We thank God for you. Amen. We want you to know that God loves you today. Amen. And he cares. Amen. For things. Amen. We wonder, amen, going to a word of prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We bless you. We praise you. Father God, we ask that your will be done. We thank you for all things. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you move stuff out the way so you can have your way. Father God, send forth your word. Send your anointing, God. We know without your anointing, we could do nothing. But we know that your anointing destroys every yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus, let yokes of burdens be lifted and destroyed tonight. Oh God, set the captive free. Save the unsaved. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we know you're able. You know you got the power. Father God, do the work. Let your word do the work tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. And just before, amen, we go into the word of God. Amen. Amen on my heart that I want to sing to tie in. Amen with the night that the Lord has given me. Amen. I'm not a great songster. Amen. But I'm going to do the best I can. So the song goes, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Although trials may be on here, like this, like going on. I feel like pressing my way. I feel like pressing my way. On my way to heaven, I feel like pressing my way. I believe I'll say that one more time. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Although trials may be on every hand, I feel like going on. Amen. Do anybody else feel that way tonight? Amen. Does anyone else feel that way besides me? I feel like going on. Although trials may be on every hand, but I still feel like going on. Amen. In spite of what's going on, amen, all around us today. Amen. Let's go on. Amen. With the Lord. Amen. So we praise God for that. Amen. Let us, amen, go to the Word of God. Amen. If you would. Amen. Going to ask you to turn your Bible. Amen. To the book of 1 Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians. The 9th chapter, and we want to begin reading with the 24th verse. We want to turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and then begin reading with the 24th verse. Amen. The Word of God reads, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run on, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run not as unnecessarily, fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." Amen. We bless God for the reading of his word. Amen. We know God's word is always blessed and it will be forever. Amen. And we read from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, amen, verses 24 through 27. Amen. And we want to end and talk on these verses tonight. Amen. As the Lord gave me. And the Lord has already given me the witness, amen, to this message, amen. Because when I opened my Bible, amen, it was right there on the page what the Lord had already put in my spirit, amen, to give unto you tonight. Amen. And here, amen, it begins to say, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run on." Amen. We are running in a race. Amen. We are running in a spiritual race. Amen. It says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize." Amen. You have, amen, several runners are running in a race, but only one person is going to receive the prize. Amen. There's only one person going to receive first place. Amen. Somebody else may receive second place. Somebody else may get third place. But there's only going to be one official runner. Amen. And that's the one, amen, that goes, amen, and finish first. Amen. So here we are running in a spiritual race. Amen. It's more than one. I'm running. You're running. Amen. Other people are running. Amen. But the good news about it is we all can win this race. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, thank you. We all can win this race. It doesn't matter how many runners are running in this spiritual race. We all can win this race. Amen. We are winners tonight. Amen. But we are winners. Amen. As long as we stay with Jesus, we are on the winning side. And we all can come out with the prize. But here it says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all. But one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. Meaning win. Run so that you may win. Amen. Every man that strives for the master is temperate in all things. Amen. Meaning, amen. You have a strategy. Everyone that's running, striving, amen, for the master, meaning you want to master this thing. You want to achieve this thing. You want to learn, amen, the strategy so that you can endure this race. Amen. Amen. Many times when they're training, they tell the runners, amen, don't start off in full speed. Run it. Amen. But pace yourself. Run at a pace. Amen. So you won't tire yourself out. So you won't wear yourself out so fast. Amen. So you have to train yourself to run and then to endure in the race so that you can go all the way. So many times runners run, amen, but they drop out. Amen. They fall out. Amen. They give out of breath. Amen. They lose, amen, their win. Amen. And they lose the race because they were not able to endure. They have not trained themselves how to run in this race in order to win and to endure. Amen. But here we're going to say every man that strives, amen, every man that wanted to win the trophy, every man that wants to be the winner, amen, he strives for the master of temper, meaning he tries to find the thing that's going to teach him to cause him to be a winner, amen, in all things. Now that they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. Amen. They learn the strategy. They study how to be good runners. They study and practice how to endure this race. And they do it so that they can win a corruptible crown. They want to win a trophy. They want to win the prize. Whatever the prize may be, they want to, amen, master it so that they can win the prize. Amen. It says, amen, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. And we, incorruptible, amen, we're doing it to win an incorruptible crown. Amen, we want, amen, an incorruptible crown, which is eternal life. Amen, he goes on and says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. Amen, this is, amen, Papa Paul writing. Papa Paul was writing to the church to let them know, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. I'm not running this race, amen, not knowing what I'm doing. I'm not running this race, amen, with uncertainty, meaning, amen, I don't know if I'm going to win or not. I'm running this race because in my heart I do believe that I'm going to win. Amen. In my heart, I do believe that I shall overcome. Amen. He says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. Amen. If you got uncertainties running this race, amen. If you got doubt running this race, let me tell you, you're not going to make it. Amen. You got to be sure. You got to be fully persuaded. You got to be convinced in your own mind that I can do this. I can do all things through Christ, just as me. I can hold out. I can stand the test. I can go through. Hallelujah. God wants us to endure. Amen, unto the end. He said in the book of St. Matthew 24, amen, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And it goes on to pick up in another scripture that says, the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but to those that shall endure unto the end. Amen, that's the one, amen. The race is not given to the one that runs so fast. Amen. The race is not given to the one that's in full speed, but the race is given to the one that endure until the end. Glory be to God. He said, I therefore so run not as uncertainty, meaning I'm not running, not knowing, amen, what I'm doing, not knowing if I'm going to win or not. Some people are there doing things, but they're not certain. They're not sure if they're going to win. They're not sure if they're going to come out on top. They're not sure that they're going to come out with the victory. Amen. But you got to be sure
be very sure.
Mm-hmm.
In times like you got to be sure that your anchor holds and grips that solid rock. You got to be persuaded in your mind, for God I live and for God I die. You got to be persuaded, like Romans said in Romans 8, even about 35. He says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trial, tribulation, persecution, and famine? Who shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? He said, for I'm persuaded that neither life nor death, nor height, nor angels, nor principalities, amen, nor any of these things shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, he was certain that nothing will be able to separate them from the love of God. Amen. And you got to be the same way tonight. You got to be certain and sure within your heart that I'll let nothing separate me from the love of Christ. Hallelujah. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. He said, I therefore so run not as a certainty. Fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I'm not fighting, amen, amen, for nothing. I'm not fighting, amen, to beat the air. I'm not fighting just to waste my time. Amen, but I'm fighting because I want to win, huh? Amen, I'm in it to win it, huh? Glory be to God, I'm in it to win it, huh? Amen, what are you fighting for, huh? Are you fighting to win, huh? Are you fighting to get knocked down, huh? Are you fighting, amen, to win the belt, huh? You got boxers in the ring. They're fighting, amen, because they want that heavyweight champion belt. They want that, amen, prize. They want to be recognized as the world's greatest boxer. Amen. They want to have, amen, the record of knockout. Amen. But Paul began to say, so fight I, not as one that beats the air. I'm not doing this to beat the air. I'm not coming to this prayer line every night because I ain't got nothing else to do. Amen. I'm coming because God can strengthen me. Amen. I'm coming so God can build me up. Somebody says, build me up where I'm weak, and build me up where I'm torn down. Lord, I'm asking you one more time to strengthen me where I'm weak, and build me up where I'm torn down. Glory be to God. Glory, thank you, Lord. He said, therefore, so run not as uncertainty. Amen. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. I'm not doing this to waste my time. Amen. Because if I was doing it and I didn't believe what I was doing, I wouldn't do it at all. But I believe in what I'm doing. I'm praying because I know prayer changes things. Amen. I'm living for Christ because I know it pays off. Amen. I'm doing the work of an evangelist. Because I know that my labor is not in vain. Glory be to God. I'm not doing it to beat the air. I'm not doing it because I'm God and amen. I'm doing it because I believe every word of God. The fact already said, it is written. It's written in the word of God. He said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. I'm in it to win it. I believe the word of God. I'm not beating the air tonight. I'm not doing it to waste my time. Amen. It ain't because I ain't got nothing else to do. Amen. But I believe that we shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. If I live right this way on, I'll be just like the Lord one day. Glory be to God. Amen. The Apostle Paul began to say, I therefore so run, not as a uncertainty, so I fight, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. He said, I believe, amen. I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in this gospel that I preach. This same word that I preach. I believe it to work in my life. This same word that I tell you that God can do for you. I believe this same word for my life. I live by the word of God because I know the word of God is true. What God can do for you, amen, he's able to do it for me. What God did for somebody, he's able to do it for me. Glory be to God. Come on and bless the Lord tonight. Thank you, God. I believe this word. This word is real. This word is right. Amen. It has a lot of power. When my problems come, I got to believe the word of God, that God's going to fix it for me. Amen. When I tell you, God's going to make a way for you, I must believe that God's going to make the same way for me. Come on and say, yes, Lord. I believe God tonight. I believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It says, therefore, I therefore shall run, not as uncertainty. I'm not running, amen, with uncertainty. I'm running because I know, boy, amen, what I'm running for. I'm running because I want, amen, to attain eternal life. Glory be to God. If I didn't believe in what I was doing, I would just stop right there. I would just say, amen, this ain't working for me. Amen, but I know it's working. Keep on doing it, amen. Amen, my pastor said, amen, if it's working for you, keep on doing it. Come into this prayer line there tonight. It's working for me. Come into this prayer line. Hearing the word of God is keeping me in perfect peace. It's keeping me in the will of God. It's helping me to say, amen, to sustain. It's helping me to stand. It's helping me to be strong in the Lord. Come on and say, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm trying to move on. Amen. But God wants to speak to our hearts tonight. God wants us to know. We got to believe in what we're doing. We got to believe in what we're saying. We got to believe in what we're preaching. We got to believe in what we're singing about. Amen. The blood still works. Glory be to God. He said, amen. I therefore so run. Not as uncertainty. So fight I. Not as one that beateth the air. Amen. I'm not doing this, amen, to beat the air. Amen. We're not coming to this prayer line every night just to beat the air. But we believe, amen, that a change is taking place. We believe that the atmosphere is being shifted. We believe that God is taking us to new levels. We believe that God is working out new things in us. We believe in the power of Christ. Glory be to God. Amen. This is why we do it. Amen. After being on this prayer line for a year, amen. God made this prayer line. Amen. The vision on the, amen, the bandit's heart. Amen. It's been over a year. Amen. If she didn't believe in what she was doing, she would have stopped after the first 21 days. If she didn't believe, amen, that somebody's life was being changed. If she didn't believe, amen, that somebody, amen, was being blessed by this, she would have stopped and given up. Amen. But she believed that God is working. God is at work, amen. God is working in our lives. God is on a new thing in us. Glory be to God. So we must continue on. We got to continue on in the Lord. Don't be weary in well doing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. But continue. Amen. Continue. Amen. Continue in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to give you our topic in the minute. Amen. But the Lord be one that he can pass this verse. He said, therefore, so run, not as uncertainty. Amen. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Amen. I believe in what I'm doing. Amen. That's what Papa Paul said. I believe in what I'm doing. Amen. I'm not doing this just to waste my time. Amen. He goes on and says in the 27th verse. Amen. But I keep under my body and bring it, amen, into subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself shall be a castaway. Amen. When I keep under my body, amen, I keep under my body, then I bring it under subjection. Amen. When the end comes, amen, when he talks to me, amen, say, what you doing? Amen. Why are you doing this? Why are you wasting your time? Amen. But I put the word on him. I said, Satan, get thee hence. Amen. The blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, you are a liar. And the truth is not in you. Amen. I keep under my body. Meaning I keep myself covered with the word of God. That's why you got to stay in the word of God. You got to know what the word of God says. Because when God, when the devil comes to you, the devil tells you wasting your time. When the devil tells you, amen, why are you doing this? Nobody's ever been getting anything from it. You rebuke the devil. You say, Satan, get me this. Amen. I know my labor's not in vain. I know my prayer's not in vain. things. Sometimes the devil wants you to believe that God is not answering your prayer. Hear me say, well, it seems like I've been praying. I've been praying for so long. And I'm still waiting for it to happen. I'm still waiting for God to answer me. Amen. But don't give up on God. Because God won't give up on you. Amen. Keep on praying. Amen. Pray. Amen. Till things change. Pray. Until times get better. Pray. Amen. Until you know, amen, God has changed that situation. Glory be to God. Amen. The devil will lie to you. Amen. The devil will tell you. Amen. He'll tell you there's no use. Amen. There's no need to pray. There's no need, amen, to seek the face of God. The devil will tell you, amen, there's no need to read the word of God. He'll tell you for what? Amen. What's the purpose? So there's a lot of benefits. There's benefits in seeking God. And let me tell you one thing about people, God. Amen. What do we got to lose? We ain't got nothing to lose, but everything to gain, Glory be to God, We got everything, amen, We got nothing to lose with the Lord, Amen, but we got everything to gain. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes people feel like, amen, I'm going to lose out on something, Amen, I'm going to miss out on something, But let me tell you something, We ain't got nothing to lose, amen, But we got everything to gain, We got eternal life to gain, Amen, we got salvation to gain, We got deliverance to gain, Through the word of God, Hallelujah, Paul began to say, Amen, but I keep, under my body, And I bring it under subjection, When self want to get out of line, When self want to doubt God's word, Amen, I've been duking with the word of God, When the devil say, I can't, I say, I can do all things through Christ, When the enemy say, you're wasting your time, I begin to quote that scripture, That be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounded, in the work of the Lord, For as much as you know, the labor's not in vain, Amen, Galatians 6 and 9, says, let us not be weary, and well doing, for too seasoned, we shall reap if we faint not, glory be to God, rebuke the devil with the word of God, it is written, it's already written in the word, we shall overcome, glory be to God, amen, but I keep under my body, and I bring it, amen, into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, meaning rejected. Amen. Paul began to say, when I have preached to others, amen, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. We have preached to others. We told other people about the Lord. We told other people how good God is. We told other people what God can do. We don't preach to others about God and what God can do. Apostle Paul began to say, amen. Amen. I bring my body to subjection. Lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Meaning, amen, I should be rejected because I doubted God's word. Because I myself didn't live by God's word. Amen. That's why it's important. We got to live what we preach. When we tell somebody else to stand, we got to stand. When we tell somebody else to go through, we got to go through. When we tell somebody else that God can fix it, we got to believe that God can fix it. Glory be to God. Amen. When I have preached to others, amen. When I have preached to others, when I get finished telling you what God can do, when I get finished telling you what the word of God says, when I get finished telling you that you must be born again, when I get finished telling you you got to be here, man. You got to have the Holy Ghost, you got to repent of your sins, when I get finished telling you I've had to apply the word to my own life, I've got to live by this word, I've got to seek the face of God, amen, never mind, amen, trying to get everybody else right, I got to be right, the songwriter said, I just want to be right, when you see me down here, singing my song, I just want to be right, when you see me down here, walking alone, I just want to be right, right, I just want to be right, amen, then songwriter said, oh, be right, I just want to be right, do you want to be right tonight, do you want to be right, never mind trying to get everybody else right, I just want to be right, in the end, I want to hear the Lord I want to hear the Lord say, the proper me, huh? You work of iniquity, huh? I never even knew you, huh? Amen, huh? Someone say, Lord, huh? I will cast out devils in your name, huh? Lord, have we healed the sick, huh? Lord, have we taken up servants, huh? But the Lord will say unto them, huh? The proper me, huh? You work of iniquity, huh? I never even knew you, huh? I never knew you, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But that's not what I want the Lord to hear. I don't want the Lord to say that, huh? David probably going to say, huh? Lest I myself, should be a castaway, huh? The word castaway means rejected, huh? Amen. We don't want, we don't want to be rejected, huh? After doing all this preaching on the ground, huh? After doing all this praying on the law, huh? I don't want to be rejected by God, huh? Because I didn't do what God wanted me to do, huh? Because I didn't live according to the word of God, huh? Because I didn't do whatever the thing that was pleasing the sight of God, huh? Amen, but I want to be right. I want to be pleasing in the sight of God. Amen, the word, amen. That's the way we rejected. Amen, after you get finished singing. Amen, is God going to receive you? After you get finished preaching down here, is God going to receive you? After you get finished praying, amen, is God going to receive you? Don't be a castaway. Don't be rejected by God. I'm reminded of King Saul, King Saul, he was a king, he was a leader, but King Saul, he disobeyed, he disobeyed God, and King Saul was rejected, amen, he was rejected of God, because he had disobeyed, he didn't obey the voice of God, and God began to tell Saul, because thou hast failed to obey my voice, because thou, amen, you didn't hearken unto my voice, the Lord said, I have rejected, I rejected you for being king. Glory be to God. Amen. God rejected Saul. Amen. Because it's disobedience. God told Saul to do one thing. And Saul did another. Amen. God told Saul to kill every living thing. Amen. And don't spare nothing. Amen. But Saul began to save. He began to save. Amen. He began to save the best cattle. Amen. He began to save that for himself. Amen. He didn't do what God said to, Amen. God began to say, what is this ringing that I hear in my ear, Amen. What is this, amen, Amen, that I'm hearing, amen, Amen. I'm getting a discernment, that you have all knowledge, amen, I'm getting a discernment tonight, Amen, that you're singing, but you're not obeying God, I'm getting a discernment tonight, that you're praying, but you don't believe God yourself, Amen, I'm getting discernment tonight, Amen, that you're preaching, but you're not living according to God's word. Amen. God said, because of that, I'm going to reject you, because of your disobedience to the word of God. God said, I'm going to reject you. Amen. He said, not fashioning, not fashioning yourself. Amen. According to the love of this fashioning yourself as disobedient children. But we got to become obedient, even to the step of the cross. Oh, Lord Jesus God, we got to obey God, even if it costs our life. We got to do, amen, what God say to, amen, every word of God. We got to, amen, do it. Amen, what God's going to reject us. I don't care how well you say, I don't care how well you preach, I don't care how powerful you pray. If you don't live right, God is going to reject you. Glory be to God. Amen. Paul began to say, after I had preached to others, then I myself be a castaway. Amen. That's going to be a bad time. All these preachers out here, they're preaching a good word. Amen. That's Have mercy on us tonight, Lord God. Have mercy on us tonight, Lord God. Have mercy on us tonight, God. Don't reject us, Lord. Don't reject us, Jesus. Give us another chance to get it right. Give us another chance to make it right tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Paul began to sing, but I keep under my body, and I bring it under subjection. Amen. Just by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Amen. Just in calling on without repentance. And if people can preach the word of God, but it don't mean that they're delivered. People just pray a powerful prayer, but it don't mean that they're delivered. People just sing, amen, like a mockingbird, but it doesn't mean that they're delivered. Amen. So many of these gospel artists, they're singing all these good songs, but they're not living the life that they're singing about. Amen. They're cussing and they're smoking. Amen. They're doing parties, amen, but they're singing about how good God is. Amen. They're worshiping God in song. Amen. But their life, amen, they're stating another statement. Amen. They say God is good. They say, I love the Lord, but the life that they live is saying something totally different. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't be rejected by God tonight. Amen. That wasn't even my topic tonight, but the Lord is leading me in that direction. Amen. And let you know, don't be rejected by God tonight. Amen. Don't be rejected by God. Amen. After all you do for Christ, don't be rejected by God. Amen. Paul said, let by any means, after I have preached to others, then I myself shall be a castaway. Amen. Meaning, amen, I'll be rejected by God. After all this that I've done for the Lord, amen, then he ends. God reject me and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never even knew you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight, if I leave a topic with you, it would be, let's go to the end. Amen. If I would leave a topic with you tonight, my topic would be, let's go to the end. Amen. The end, amen. The word means let. Let, amen, is contraction. And if you put that word up, let, L-E-T, apostrophe S, said let. And if you put that word up, amen, it means let us go, amen, to the end. Amen. Let us, you and I, we started with the Lord, now let's finish. We started in this race, let's go to the end. Amen. Let us go to the end. Amen. The word end means, amen, the conclusion. Amen. Finish the race. Amen. Go to the finish line. Amen. Let us go to the end. Amen. I said, know you not that they was running the race. Run on. For one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain. Run so that you may win. Amen. That's what we're talking about tonight. Let us go to the end. Amen. You go to the end. You done started with Jesus. Now finish with Jesus. Amen. You done got in this race. Now endure this race. Amen. Let's go to the end, people of God. This ain't no time, amen, to throw in the towel. This ain't no time for giving up. This ain't no time for standing in your mind. Amen. This ain't no time to say, I can't take this anymore. Amen. I can't hold out anymore. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do it with the help of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. And here we're going to let them know. Amen. We're going to say, and every man that's striving for the master is tempering in all things. Now they do it, amen, to obtain a crumble crown. But we do, amen, we do it too, amen, that we may get an incorruptible crown. We're running because we want eternal life. Amen. 1 Peter 5:4, we get to say, with the chief shepherd, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Amen. We're going to receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. If you endure, amen, if you hold out tonight, you're going to receive a crown of glory. That stain is not a way. It's not a crumbable crown. It's a pure crown. It's a holy crown. It's incorruptible. That stain is not a way. Hallelujah. Amen. That verse of scripture. It came from 1 Peter 5:4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, amen, amen, begin to say amen, verse 26, amen, then I text, amen, it says, therefore, so run not as uncertainty, so fight I not as one that beateth the air, amen, I'm not beating the air, amen, and the rest of scripture for that, is 1 Timothy 6 and 12, amen, 1 Timothy 6 and 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and has professed a good profession, before many witnesses, amen, and begin to say, fight the good fight of faith, amen, people of God, I would encourage you tonight, let's go to the end, amen, fight the good fight of faith, this is how you're going to go to the end, you may say, how can I go to the end, amen, how you go to the end, if I'm fighting the good fight of faith, amen, lay hold on eternal life, amen, meaning seek, seek after the will of God, seek after the word of God, to help you, to lay hold on eternal life, whereunto, thou art also called, amen, and has professed, the great, the good profession, before many witnesses, and when Paul began to say, he said, when I have preached to others, amen, when I have preached to others, you may say, I'm not a preacher. You may say, I'm not an evangelist. But let me tell you something. Every one of you that has the born of God, you are a preacher because you are a witness. You're a witness for the Lord. He began to say in the book of Acts, amen, after, Acts 1 and 8, after you shall receive power, amen, then you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and in the uttermost part of the world, in the earth. You're going to be a witness, and that witness will cause you to preach after the day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost will fully come, Peter began to stand up and say, Friend of men and brothers, amen, this is that which was spoken of, amen, by the prophet, in the last day, God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and Peter began to witness, Peter began to preach, amen, to the people, after the day of Pentecost, Peter began to stand up, and say, this, amen, this is that, amen, the Holy Ghost, and that these men, they not talk as he supposed, but they talk with the new wine, which is the Holy Ghost. He was a witness. After receiving the Holy Ghost, Peter became a witness. And that they're like you and I, after the Lord fill us with the Holy Ghost, we become witnesses. Amen. The way of preach, it means to proclaim publicly. The way of preach, it means to proclaim publicly. Glory be to God. Amen. You proclaim, amen, that Jesus lives. You went to your neighbors. You told your neighbors that Jesus saved. When the Lord saved you, you went back to your family. And you told your family, the Lord saved me. The Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. You begin to preach Christ to them. You begin to preach deliverance to them. You begin to preach salvation to them. You let them know, amen, amen, that Jesus changed my life. You let them know that Jesus changed your heart. Glory be to God. You became a witness after that. You received the gift of the Holy Ghost. You became a witness, and you went and told everybody what Jesus has done for you. Glory be to God. Amen. That's what Apostle Paul said. Amen. When I have preached to others, amen, for you and I, after you have preached to others, you told everybody else how good God is. You told everybody else that Jesus saved. Amen. But now you shall fall away. You shall fall out the way. Glory be to God. Amen. But let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end. Don't take it back. I made a vow to the Lord. And I won't take it back. I made a vow unto the Lord. And I won't take it back. But Lord, help me. me to keep my vow. Help me to go all the way. Help me to stand. Lord, help me tonight. Help me to keep my vow. Amen. I have made a good profession. I have professed to the world that Jesus lives. I have professed to the world that Jesus can take life. Now, Lord, don't let me take it back. Don't let me take my vow back. But Lord, help me. Help me to keep my vow. You want to renew your vow tonight. You want to renew your vow that you made to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. We started with Jesus. Let's finish. Amen. Let's go to the finish line. Amen. Let them hear the whole conclusion of the matter. Amen. Glory be to God. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. Some of you went back to your job. You told your coworkers, amen, how God changed your life. Some of you went into your neighborhood, and you begin to tell your neighbors that Jesus changed your life. You begin to say, amen, whereunto thou hast also called, also are called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Glory be to God. So we want to encourage you tonight. Amen. Stay in the will of God. Amen. Stay in the will of God. Amen. Don't get out the will of God. This is no time, amen, to get out of the will of God. This is not the time for giving up, but it's time for holding on. This is no time for letting go, but it's time to be strong in the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Run this race. We don't have to cheat. Amen. Many times race, when they run in the race, you have those that want to cheat. But we ain't got no reason to cheat. We can do what's right. We do the thing that's pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. We don't have to, amen, do, amen, anything contrary to the word of God. We don't have to get out of the will of God. Amen. God, he said, I will supply your every need according to his riches and glory. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. People of God, amen, hear what the Spirit says tonight. He said, go to the end. Somebody's tired. Somebody has gotten weary. Somebody has gotten weak tonight. But God said, go to the end. He said, go to the end. You are saying, Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. Glory be to God. Stay in the will of God. Amen. Drive and go forward. Amen. Flat not thy rod, lest thou be thee. That's what the sugar-mite woman began to say. She said, drive and go forward. Amen. There were things going on in her life. She had a situation. Amen. But she said, drive and go forward. Amen. I know you got issues, amen. I know you got situations. I know you're faced with a bunch of problems. I know, amen, sometimes you don't know what to do. But drive and go forward. Let's go to the end. Let's go all the way. All the way with Jesus. Let's go all the way with Jesus. Amen. Don't stop in this stop. But amen, but let's go all the way, people of God. Let's go all the way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Stay in the will of God. Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. I heard somebody say, you throw in the towel. I'm going to throw back to you. Glory be to God. Don't throw in the towel. We can make it tonight. We can make it with the help of the Lord. Amen. I can make it. You can make it. Together, we can make it together with the help of the Lord. Let's go all the way. Let's go to the end, people of God. Let's endure hardness as a good soldier. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what God, amen, is speaking to the church tonight. Amen. He said, amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. This is the wrong time to give up. This is the wrong time. It's never a right time. It's never a right time to give up. But Lord knows this is definitely the wrong time. We're too late in the hour. It is almost midnight. Amen. It's almost midnight. Amen. That midnight bell is a cry name. Amen. And if you're not covered under the blood of Jesus, amen, he's going to catch you with your work undone. Amen. But stay under the blood of Jesus. Stay under the blood tonight, people of God. Stay under the blood of Jesus. Don't get, amen, out of the covering. Stay under the covering of Jesus. Hallelujah. city is. Hallelujah. Amen. Galatians 5:1, it says, Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Let go to the end. Amen. But how are you going to go to the end? By standing fast. That makes it that stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You was entangled one time, mm-hmm. but don't be entangled again mm-hmm. with the yoke of bondage. Amen. Stand fast tonight. Amen. God has set you free. Amen. The Lord set me free. Tell me, why should I be bound? Amen. If the Lord has set me free, I'm bound. I have no reason to be bound tonight because Jesus has set me free. I'm free in Christ. Amen. I'm free, praise the Lord. I'm free, amen. I'm free in Jesus tonight. Amen. We got to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. Hallelujah. He goes on to say Galatians 5:7. He said, you did run well. We're still talking about the amen, those that run in the race. He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you? That you should not obey the truth. You started out believing God. You started out doing what's right. But who has persuaded you to turn from righteousness? Who has convinced you? Amen. You ain't got to live right. Who has told you it'll take all of this? It takes all of this and much more. It takes all of this and more. Somebody begin to say, you ain't got to pray like that no more. You ain't got to carry for the Holy Ghost. Yes, you do. You still got to carry for the Holy Ghost. He said, go back into Jerusalem. Carry right there. Until you be a true with power from on high. He said, wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard of. He said, carry in Jerusalem. Until you be endured the power from on high. Glory be to God. I know the devil done put that lie out. The devil done put that lie out saying, hey, man, you ain't got to do all that no more. You ain't got to carry for the Holy Ghost no more. Amen. I had somebody tell me that. Somebody told me, amen, you ain't got to carry for the Holy Ghost no more. You ain't got to do all that. Yes, you do. Amen. Just like the evangelist said today. In the evangelist father, she said, amen, early in the amen. She said, the altar is dry. Hallelujah. The altar is dry because people are not laying on the altar no more. People are not crying out to God no more. They're not, amen, carrying anything before God no more. The altar is dry. Glory be to God. They feel like, amen, you ain't got to do that no more. They feel like, amen, you ain't got to wait, amen. You ain't got to fast and pray no more. I have preachers to tell me that. Say, you ain't got to fast and pray no more. They said, we thought that's what you did back in the day. We thought that was the right thing to do. Let me tell you, the word of God is still right. The word of God don't change. The word of God do not change. I still believe the word of God. You still got the fastest way. He said, this coming forth by much faster than way. He said, amen. This coming, amen. The disciples want to know, why can't we cast out the devil? Why, amen? Why? Jesus began to say, because this coming forth by much faster than way. You got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Pastor Sheila, I mean, preached on last night. Amen. Said the power of the Holy Ghost. You got to have the power of the Holy Ghost. I know a lot of preachers are operating without the Holy Ghost. I know a lot of preachers are praying without the Holy Ghost. But you got to have that power of the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Just in corners of what I'm expecting. Amen. The Bible going to say, many shall say in that day, Lord, have we cast out devils in your name? Lord, have we healed the sick? But the Lord's going to say, depart from me, you work of iniquity. Amen. It don't mean a thing. Amen. If you ain't living according to God's word, if you ain't living right, it means nothing. Amen. It profits you nothing. And it gain the whole world and lose your own soul. Glory be to God. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. What? Amen. Shall you give in exchange for your soul? Amen. My Father can tell me in Revelation. Amen. He that added was taken away to the word of God. Amen. Take away his part in the book of life. Amen. You try to change the word of God. You're forfeiting your own mercy. You're forfeiting your own salvation. You have taken away your own part.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In eternal life. My Lord, my Lord. Mm-hmm. Save us tonight.
Yes, God.
Save us tonight, Jesus.
Jesus.
Save us to the utmost. Save us to the utmost. Save us, Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. I feel this message in my soul. Amen. I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I want to have a new word. But let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end, people, God. Amen. Say, you did run well. Who didn't hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion coming not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump. Amen. You can start out doing the right thing. But when you associate yourself with the wrong people, amen, it's going to cause you to detour. Amen. You can start out loving God the right way. You can start out serving God the right way. You can be on the right road, amen, the right highway. But there's a detour. Amen. When you take that detour, sometimes you get lost. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you throw it all out of whack. And sometimes you never get back on the right path again. Same way with the Word of God. You start out in the will of God. You start out doing what God says to do. You start out living holy and sanctified. Amen. But somewhere along the line, somebody has persuaded you and told you you don't have to live like that. And if somebody told you you ain't got to pray, somebody told you ain't got to fast, somebody told you ain't got to read your Bible, seek the Lord like that, and you believe them, and if you believe that lie, and you took their word instead of taking God's word, you took their word for it. Amen. It is written. What do the Bible say? Wait a minute, what did God say? See, that's what I say, man. When I hear people say things, I go back to the Word of God. I say, what do God say? What do the Word of God say about it? What did God say? Amen. Just like Adam and Eve. Amen. When they were in the garden. Amen. God told them, you may freely eat. Amen. Of the tree. Amen. He said, but this one tree, don't eat on. Amen. And Adam and Eve, they were in the garden. They started out obeying God. But that's why that tempter came. The tempter, the devil came. And he began to whisper, amen, in Eve's ear and say, oh, you can eat of this tree. God knows the day that you eat of this tree, you will become as God. Your eyes will come open. And you will discern, you will know, amen, good and evil. And Eve, she stopped believing what God said. And she began to believe what the devil told her. Amen. That's typical just like us today. And we start out believing what the Word of God. We got saved through the preached Word of God. But somewhere along the line, somebody came along and told us something different. And we started believing the lie instead of believing the truth. Amen. But let's go to the end, people, God. You start out believing God's Word. Amen. Continue believing God's Word. Amen. Amen. When it was in the garden, Satan came and began to say, yeah, man, you can eat up this tree. Amen. Ain't nothing going to happen to you. Surely your eyes are going to come open. And Eve began to believe what Satan told her. That deceiver, that liar, that trickster. She began to believe the lie. Mm-hmm. And she, amen, they began to take part and eat. Her and amen, her husband. They began to eat out that forbidden tree. Amen. Yes, their eyes did come open. Amen. But when their eyes came open, they realized they were naked. They were ashamed. Amen. They hid themselves. And God began to come in the garden. And God began to say, Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Amen. God was stirred up. The anger of the Lord began to kindle. Amen. Because they disobeyed him. Amen. And the anger of the Lord, amen, was stirred up. And God began to call, amen, and say, Adam, where art thou? In the cool of the day, the voice of God began to sweep through the garden. And say, Adam, where art thou? And Adam began to answer, amen, with fear. He began to say, Lord, amen, we hid ourselves because we were naked. And God began to say, who told you you were naked? Who told you you were naked? How did you know you were naked? Glory be to God. Amen, because they ate of that forbidden tree. Amen, they ate of that tree that God told them not to eat of. Amen. They gave to God, began to let them see. They began to see that they were naked. Same with us today. When we disobey God, God lets us see, amen, where we have gone astray. God lets us see where we have gotten off in court. Amen. People of God, get back on court. Get back straight and narrow path of holiness. Hallelujah. And a highway shall be there in the way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. Amen. No fool is going to err therein. No raven's peace is going to be on that highway. It's a clean highway. It's a pure highway. It's a holy highway. None but the righteous shall see God. Hallelujah. And a highway shall be there in the way. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, it says, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Amen. No junk is going to end up on this highway. Amen. Let's go all the way, people, God. Amen. I'm almost done. Amen. I can't get it all out tonight. Glory be to God. It says, but he's going to say, you did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion coming out of him that have caused you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. You got to be careful who you surround yourself with. You can't just be in anybody's presence. You can't just be in the company of anybody. Amen. You got to know, amen. Know them that labor among you. The word of God says, know them that labor among you. If they're not talking your talk, if they're not walking your walk, you better get away from them. Run and don't look back. Run for your life tonight and don't look back. Amen. Save yourself. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed. That's what God told Lot. God told Lot. He said, escape to the mountains. Glory to God. Escape to the mountains, lest you be consumed. Amen. You better run for your life tonight. Amen. Run for your life. Save yourself from the fourth world generation. Amen. This is a backwards of the first generation. Amen. He began to say 2 Timothy 2:1-5. Amen. I'm going to be playing that and going a little fast now because I know I'm out of time. So 2 Timothy 2:5. He says, therefore, my son, be strong in it. And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also, that thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're talking about going. Let's go to the end. Amen. That thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Amen. You can read these scriptures in yourselves, all right? Amen. That's in the 2 Timothy 2. Amen. And the 5th verse says, and if a man also strive for mastery, yet is not he crowned except he strive lawfully. Amen. We got to do this thing the right way. We got to do this the right way. What is the right way? The right way is God's way. Is God's way or no way at all? Amen. Let me say that again. Is God's way or no way at all? You got to do it God's way. There's a way that should be right up for you. But the end thereof are the ways of death. You got to do this thing God's way. You can't take on your own righteousness, but you got to have the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Hebrews, amen, the 12th chapter. Amen. I'm trying to close it now, but Hebrews 12th chapter. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Because when you run in the race, you got to last out all the weight. When a runner is in a training, they do put weight on their ankles. They do put weight on their wrists. And that makes their muscles strong. That builds their muscles up while they're in training. Amen. But when they start out to run the actual race, they lay aside all the weight. They take off the ankle weight. They take off the wrist weight. They lay aside every weight so they can be light, so they can run this race. Same way with you and I in the Lord. When we come to the Lord, we got to lay aside the weight. Amen. They don't run away with their pocket loaded down. Amen. With their cell phone. They're not running with their cell phone. They're not running with their wallet. They're not running with candy in their pocket. They're not running with, amen, with this and that in their pocket. They empty out. They empty everything. And once they're empty, they are light. Amen. And then they run with nothing holding them down. People my God, we got to run this race with nothing holding us down. Amen. He says, amen, lay aside every weight in the sin which does so easily be set up. And let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Glory be to God. Amen. Go on to say, amen. Amen. Despising the shame, it is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Amen. Don't be weary and faint in your mind. Amen. We're still talking about let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go to the end. Let's go all the way. Let's go all the way with Jesus. Amen. You have not resisted, amen, unto blood, striving against sin. If you have forgotten the exhortations which speaketh, which was broken unto you as unto children, my son, despise not that chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. It's good as every son whom he receiveth. Glory be to God. Let's go to the end. Amen. This is what God is saying to us tonight. Let's go to the end. Amen. In my final closing scripture, amen. I can't, amen, preach the whole Bible tonight. Just so much in the Word of God. But in my final closing scripture, amen, Hebrews the 6th chapter, amen, verses, amen, 4 through 6. Hebrews the 6th chapter, amen, verses 4 through 6. And it reads, amen, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, that they shall fall away to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they have crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Glory be to God. This is why we got to go all the way. Because we don't want to put God to an open shame. We don't want to crucify God afresh. Meaning we don't want to crucify God all over again. Amen. For our disobedience. And for our turning back. Don't turn back, evil God. Don't turn back. But stop. Run. Run, amen. Run. Let's go to the end. This is not the time to give it up. This is not the time to faint in your heart. This is not the time to doubt God. Amen. Somebody sung a song that it's time to believe what God says. It's time to believe what God says. When I speak doubt, he speaks faith. When I speak small, he sees great. It's time for us to believe what God says. Amen. In my closing tonight, I want to encourage your heart. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. I know you're going through things. I know the way, amen, seems hard. But he said into a heart is as a good soldier. Amen. God, he don't want us to start and to stop. But he wants us to go all the way. The prize is at the end. Eternal life is at the end. Amen. And you must go all the way to receive the prize and the crown of life. Amen. So we bless God tonight for the word of God. We pray that you have been blessed. Amen. Through the word of God tonight. Amen. This is not the time for us to doubt God. Amen. This is not the time for us to renege and to draw back. He said, my soul has no pleasure in the draw back spirit. Amen. But this is the time to drive and go forward. Please the Lord. In everything that you do and say, please the Lord. Make God happy tonight. Make God happy tonight with your life. Your life is a testimony. And you're letting the world know, for God I live and for God I die. Your life is a testimony. Paul began to say, after I have preached to others, then I myself get cast away. That would be a sad thing. After all this time living for the Lord,
and then you still lose out. Amen. But let's go to the end. Amen. People of God, let's go to the end. Amen. So we bless God for the word of God. We praise God for the word. Maybe tonight there's somebody on the line. Maybe, amen, you want to, amen, start out in this race. Maybe you want to get in this race. Amen. If you want to, amen, run for Jesus. Amen. Tonight is your night. All you got to do is lay aside every weight in the sin, which does so easily beset you. Everything that throws you off course. Everything that's distracting you. Everything that's breaking your focus and keeping you from keeping your mind on Jesus. God said, lay aside tonight. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside the sin that does so easily beset you. And let's run this race with patience. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Tonight, if there's one on the line and you want to get to know the Lord, amen, you may come over and push God sick. Amen, we want to pray the prayer of faith with you. Amen, if there was tonight, amen, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. If there's one on the line tonight that wants salvation, amen, you can push star 6 and come on over. We will pray the prayer of faith, of confession and faith, amen, with you tonight. Believe it, amen, that God will change your life. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. It's not enough to sit under the word of God. It's not enough to be a churchgoer, but you must be born again. Amen. It's not enough just to come to this prayer line and listen in. Amen. Eavesdrop. Amen. But you must be born again. You must have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In order to be saved. Amen. Barely, barely, I say unto you, you must be born again. So tonight, if there's no one for salvation, amen, tonight, if we have any special prayer requests, amen, whether for yourself or whether for somebody else tonight, amen, we want to stand in the gap, amen, and intercede in behalf of someone else. Amen, tonight, if you have any special prayer requests, amen, maybe you have gotten weak along the way. Maybe you're one of those tonight that, amen, you started out running for Jesus, but you have fallen by the wayside. Amen. You have took a detour. Amen. Or you have slowed up. Amen. But tonight God wants to renew your strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Tonight, if you need the Lord to renew your strength, amen, he's willing and able to do it. If you're weak and you feel like, Lord, I ain't got strength to go on. Amen. The trials have got too hard. The trials are beating you down. The thorns are choking you out. Amen. But you need the Lord to help you tonight to stand. Amen. You may push star 6. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Any special prayer requests tonight? Glory be to God. Let's go to the east. Let's go all the way, people of God. Maybe you just need some strength tonight. Maybe you just need to be encouraged tonight. Amen. Tonight, you can make it. You can go through with the help of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, amen, we're going to pray. Amen. We're going to believe God tonight. Amen. But whatever it is tonight, we're going to touch heaven tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. You can push star 6, amen, if that's you tonight. Amen. If that's you tonight, you can push star 6. Amen. Don't be ashamed. You don't have to be afraid to say, I need the Lord to help me. I need the Lord to strengthen me. I need the Lord to put me back on that straight and narrow path. A highway shall be there in the way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Heavenly Father,
God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we only thank you for this day. We thank you for right now. Father God, we come to you as humble as we know how. We come to you with sincerity of our heart. Oh, God, asking that you would look down on us today. Father God, we ask you, oh, God, if there's any on the line that may not be saved. Father God, we pray that you will save them. We pray that you will reach them right where they sit tonight. Oh, God, as they listen to this broadcast, we pray that you will penetrate their heart. Break up that foul ground tonight. Oh, God, break up that stony heart. You said you would take out that evil heart and you will give them a new heart. Oh, glory, God, give them a new heart tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, take out that evil spirit and put your spirit within them. Oh, God, cause them to keep your commandments. Cause them to do what's right. Oh, God, save them to the utmost tonight. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Baptize them tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you will. Let your will be done. Oh, God, we ask you tonight, God. Look on those, oh, God, that may be weak tonight in the faith. Those, oh, God, that may be struggling with their salvation. Those, oh, God, that may be uncertain about their salvation. We pray that you will help them tonight. We pray that you will speak deliverance unto them. Breathe on them tonight, God. Oh, God, deliver them from the hands of the enemy. Oh, God, rescue them tonight, in the name of Jesus, Oh, God, have mercy tonight, Lord, Somebody on this line needs you tonight, Somebody on this line needs to be saved, Somebody on this line needs to be healed tonight, In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, your word was not for our board, But it will come except for what you have sent, In the name of Jesus, Change somebody's heart tonight, Change somebody's mind, God, Lord, save us tonight, We want to be saved, We want to make it in, We want to go all the way, Help us to go all the way tonight, Help us tonight, Jesus, Help us to stand our test, Help us to do hardness, As the good soldier, Jesus Christ, In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, work it out tonight, Every problem tonight, Every situation, Fix it tonight, Lord, in your hands, We believe you, Lord, We believe your word tonight, We believe what we preach, We believe what we say tonight, In the name of Jesus, You're able to make a way, You're able to turn it around, Fix it for your people tonight, Oh, God, fix it tonight, In the name of Jesus, Hear our cry tonight, Hear our groan tonight, Jesus, We're calling on you, We need you, Lord, Your salvation, In the name of Jesus, Your deliverance, In the name of Jesus, Your saving, In the name of Jesus, Save your people, Save your people from our sins, In the name of Jesus, Help us to live right, Help us to do what's right, Lord, help us to make it, Help us to run this race, Jesus, 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 help us, oh God, we want to be saved in the end, we want to hear you say, well done, that good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord, oh God, save us, Lord, help us to go through, Jesus, oh God, help us to go all the way, in the name of Jesus, the faith is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong. But you said in your word, he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Oh, God, help us to endure. Help us to be the ones that hold out. Help us to be the one that stand our test. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to strengthen us tonight. Oh, God, strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up when we're torn down. Anchor our soul on every lean side. Anchor us tonight in your word. In the name of Jesus, for we know in the word of God we have a hiding place. Cover us under the shadows of our wings. Cover us tonight, God. Shield and protect us from danger. Cover us, oh God, from the enemy, from the snares of the enemy tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, do it for your name's sake. Oh God, do it for your name's sake. So we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We will fear no evil. But thou art with us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know if we believe, we're persuaded tonight that you're able to keep that which we have committed unto thee. Against that death, oh, God, you're able to help us to keep our vow in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless your people. Bless the prayer. Oh, God, bless every listener tonight. Oh, God, speak to our hearts. Reveal yourself unto us. Make yourself known unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we have done what you commanded us to do. We have obeyed your voice tonight. Now, Lord, it's in your hands. Father God, it's in your hands. We shake the dust tonight. We release ourselves tonight. You have obeyed your voice. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, you know what's best. Oh, God, do what's best tonight. Lord, do what's best tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you will grant somebody mercy. We pray you will grant somebody grace tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give them more time, Lord. Give them more time to get it right. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We claim victory tonight. We claim victory through the blood of Jesus. Victory shall be mine. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you to your hand. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Emmanuel. Amen, my God. Amen. I can you take it? I can you stand it? Amen. Word. Amen. That's just a good time right there to give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we must say, praise God, the word went forth tonight. Praise God. Amen. In the anointed of God. Amen. The Lord used him mightily. Amen. To give us the word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. He let us know tonight. Glory to God. Amen. That we can win. Praise God. Amen. This race. We all can win this race. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. A race. Amen. Hallelujah. To know, praise God, amen. What hindered us? We did run well. Hallelujah. But what hindered us? Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah. He gave us the word to let us know, praise God. Run and don't look back. Hallelujah. Run and don't look back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to the end. Amen. In other words, let's finish this race. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the end. Let's go to the finish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To the finish line. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Awesome message. Wonderful. Glory to God. Amen. Anointed word of God. Amen. Spoke. Amen. From the depth of his heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. The letters go. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We must be born again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us know. Hallelujah. Amen. So many amen. Glory to God. Come for healing. Praise God, amen. They'll take the healing. Praise God and take the blessing, but they won't take the salvation. Glory to God, amen. But all of it's in that together, amen. You can't have one without the other. Praise God, hallelujah. You must be born again. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the finishing line. Glory to God, amen. Another night, praise God, amen. Hallelujah has been explored, amen. It has been dynamite. Somebody said dunamis power tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. How can you lose? Amen. With the stuff you use. Praise God. In other words, how can we lose? Amen. When we got the good on the inside. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's Jesus tonight. Amen. We got the good. Praise God. Amen. Let's go to the end. Amen. Let's go. Praise God. Let's not look back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us know. Don't be rejected by God. What a terrible thing it would be. Praise God. Amen. All the praying, all the praising, all the amen, having a amen. Hallelujah. Enjoying Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in all, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be rejected by God. Amen. For the word said, amen. Depart from me. I never knew you. What a sad time that would be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he gave us the word on tonight. Let's go. Get up. Let's go. Glory to God. We can do this. We can do this. Hallelujah. Continue on in the word. Amen. So let us know that our labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It's God's way or no way at all. Hallelujah. Amen. It's God's way or no way at all. Amen. Either we do it like the word Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not like Burger King. You can't have it your way. Amen. We got to do it like God's way. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. You still have to tarry for the Holy Ghost. Yes. Amen. For the word says, stay there till you endure with power. Amen. To let us know, praise God, we can't go out yet casting out no devil, praise God, and telling other people about Jesus. Amen. Well, we don't have power enough, praise God. Amen. To kill a mosquito. My God. Amen. We got to have some power. Amen. I'm talking about no black power. Ain't talking about no white power. Amen. Ain't talking about, amen, faith power. But we talking about the Holy Ghost power. Amen. We got to have it. Got to have it. Amen. Minister, thank you, Lord. Amen. Awesome word. Glory to God. Amen. Awesome, awesome. Amen. Word. Break down on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. If they make something, you just put an end and say the end. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The word, you just keep going and going and going and going. Praise God. Amen. And give you something to think about. Amen. One of them, somebody say, see life moments. Amen. To where it gets you to thinking. Glory to God. Amen. I'm running, but I don't have nothing. My fuel is low. Praise God. Amen. In other words, praise God. Amen. Check your gauge. Glory to God. Amen. We need a fill up from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we can make it. Amen. To the finishing line. Amen. Make it. And amen. Glory to God. Amen. We have certainly enjoyed. Amen. Tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We have enjoyed the message and the messenger on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know, praise God, you're just getting already. Praise God. I want to know, praise God, how can I get a copy, amen, of the service, amen, on tonight. Amen. Glad you asked. Amen. Let me tell you. Praise God. Amen. Hope you got your pencil and pad. Amen. For your first time. Amen. That's coming on. Praise God. Amen. And those that's been with us a while. Praise God. Amen. We ask you. Praise God. Amen. If you're not like me. Amen. I lose the number. Amen. But then I find it. Amen. So glory to God. Thank God. Amen. For just giving the number out every night. Amen. To let us know. Praise God. Amen. We don't want you to leave here empty-handed. Amen. We want you to go away. Praise God, amen, not coming the same way that you came, but feeling blessed, rejuvenated, revived, restored. Glory to God, amen, hallelujah. I don't know about you, praise God, but I feel, amen, with God tonight, amen. The Holy Ghost is stirring up, hallelujah, tonight, praise God, amen. But the number is 912-257-3918. Again. 912-257-3918. Amen. If I can't get through that one, let me give you another number. It's 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Amen. And to the international, praise God, amen. WhatsApp. Amen. What's out? Amen. To our international listeners. Amen. But don't forget, praise God, you can also go OPNN. Amen. Facebook, praise God, and also listen to the broadcast. Amen. On tonight. Amen. Last night, the other night, praise God. Amen. We don't want you to have no excuse, praise God. I didn't get a chance to listen. Praise God. Amen. We offer it to you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We offer to you the broadcast. Amen, of the services, amen, the message, and the messenger, praise God. And again, I want to say we thank you, all my listeners, praise God, amen. And I just thank, praise God, right now, amen, would just be a good time, glory to God, amen, a good time, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, you're going to pray, amen, for our speaker, amen. But then after that, we're going to lose the line, praise God, let you get a praise then, praise God, and then we're going to come back. Praise God, turn it back over to Minister Emmanuel for the dismissal. Praise God for the service. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight thanking you, hallelujah, for the word, praise God, on tonight. The message and the messenger, praise God. And with more, praise God, on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Let it know, God, let it accomplish. That's what it needs to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for the victory. We thank you tonight for the stirred heart. and to stir minds tonight. We thank you tonight for what you have done and what you're going to do. Lord, we ask you tonight, God, to bless the man of God. Glory to God, that have came out from the depths of his heart. They have did, praise God, hallelujah, what you have told him to do. Speak the word, hallelujah, in season and out of season. Lord, we thank you tonight, oh God. Strengthen him, hallelujah, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet tonight, oh God. Bless your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, that they take off the dust tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, to take your word in. Oh, God, and we forever give you praise, honor, and the glory. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to make it to the end. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. We want you just to lift your voices tonight. Amen, and just give God, amen, some praise tonight for the word. Hallelujah.
90 seconds.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.